workers issue has arisen again in Donegal. It's very frustrating for the members I represent who want to provide a service to the public. And it's not lost on our members the irony that, you know, our members are like everyone watching these committee meetings of the police and authority, and we're hearing people talk in very abstract and hypothetical terms of what may or could have happened in relation to how two archaic computer systems interact with each other and casting aspersions on our members, when the reality is the members in Donegal actually don't have vehicles. So when there is an actual emergency and it's confirmed and the Gardaí needs to attend, the people in Donegal can't always guarantee the guards will be deployed. So if that's not addressed in relation to the managing of 99 calls, I don't know what we can hope for. As I say, there's a total detachment between reality and what's talked about in relation to oversight and management. I mean, the cars that need replaced in Donegal, anyone could have predicted that these vehicles would reach end of life at a certain time frame. No plan was put in place, despite having considerable IT systems managing the fleet and monthly input of their mileage readings. So really, it beggars belief that the only time we start looking for replacements is when the car is gone. And we hear all about our commitment to the victims of crime. I am aware of several circumstances in Donegal where Detective Gardaí investigating serious crime don't have access to a vehicle to go out and investigate that crime or do a call back with the victim. So certainly what's happening on the ground seems to be a far cry from what's been talked about. And as I say, the policing authority is up there in Dublin sitting around talking about what if, maybe, what could have possibly happened. The reality on the ground is the guards do not have the tools to do their job, and that's letting down victims and letting down the response capability to 999 calls on a much more serious level than what's actually been addressed.
Now, the Chief Superintendent, Terry McGinn, seems to be doing the best that she can from here in terms of trying to get new cars, and has even asked as an interim measure to maybe hire cars. Is that something that you would be backing? But in reality, I'm sure from your point of view, the Gardaí need full-time cars here in the county.
Well, absolutely. And the Chief Superintendent is as frustrated as our members. I mean, the applications up, they don't seem to have any control over it locally. We're at the behest of management at a higher level, either regionally or centrally, nationally. So reluctantly, of course, we support that call or that business plan, because it's relatively the expenditure is relatively minor in the scale of the budget available to Garda Síochána. And as I say, if investigations have been hampered and 999 responses are not being as what they should be because guards actually don't have access to vehicles, it seems obvious that is a short-term solution to what's happening.
Because we did see at the beginning of COVID a lot of cars being hired for Donegal and elsewhere. So why can't it happen now?
Well, look, I'm not privy to what has been said in response to the business case before. But as you say, there is precedent set. And, you know, it's not rocket science to say that a guard needs a vehicle to go about their job. I mean, we invest money in training guards to a level of professionalism. We pay their wages. We need them to be productive. We're always been told we need to do more, yet. You know, if I come into work in my station, I don't have access to a car. There's very little I can do. There's very limited range of that I can travel on foot or on a pedal cycle, and there's very limited number of incidents I can respond to. So guards in rural areas and in towns need vehicles, and when they're not available, we can't be effective and we can't be as productive as we should be.
We're also aware that there's a big shortage, a shortfall in Garda driver training. What has been done to address that?
The problem with driver training is ongoing. As long as I'm in the guards, there's been a problem, but that has been exacerbated by COVID because the driving school was closed. And while police in other jurisdictions kept driver training, a focus on driver training during COVID, it was suspended. So we just have seen bigger backlogs in training. So I know there are additional driving instructors being recruited to driving school in Dublin, but that does not serve Donegal. So we just have to wait and see. But that's an ongoing issue. And again, it comes back to the same question. We're hearing a lot of talk about the commitment to 999 calls. Yes, no, we have a case where guards are sitting at red lights, at roadworks, not allowed to exceed the speed limit whenever there's an emergency call. It's not farcical because there's nothing funny about it. It's about providing service and responding to citizens in need. But when you see the conversation going on in Dublin, again, I say at these police authority meetings, and the way people talk about the response to 999 calls, and we have, as we said, guards in Donegal that don't have vehicles and guards in Donegal that have vehicles that aren't allowed turn on the blue lights or exceed the speed limit when it's safe to do so to get to a citizen, and that's prohibited. Something We need a reality check here. The thing is just, I don't know how our members are just becoming more and more despondent at the disconnect between reality on the ground and what's been talked at in high levels and what's been, I suppose, the impression given to the public of what is really happening.